Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. We're excited to be back with you this morning. We're going to be discussing Lesson 108, and I'm saying we because I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we always try to have a quiet environment when we're beginning so that there's no slurping or slapping around on the teacups. And
I have a habit of taking a sip of my tea right when he's ready to push the button to start.
The lesson for today is to give and to receive are one in truth. Therefore, let us join together for a moment of silence before we begin the lesson. Let's take a good deep breath.
To give and to receive are one in truth. Vision depends upon today's idea. The light is in it, for it reconciles all seeming opposites. And what is light except the resolution born of peace of all your conflicts and mistaken thoughts into one concept which is wholly true? Even that one will disappear because the thought behind it will appear instead to take its place. And now we are at peace forever, for the dream is over now.
True light, which makes true vision possible, is not the light the body's eyes behold. It's a state of mind, which has become so unified that darkness cannot be perceived at all. And thus what is seen is one, while what is not the same remains unnoticed, for it is not there.
This is the light which shows no opposites, and vision, being healed, has power to heal. This is the light that brings your peace of mind to other minds, to share it and be glad that they are one with you and with themselves. This is the light which heals because it brings single perception based upon one frame of reference from which one meaning comes.
Here are both giving and receiving seen as different aspects of one thought, whose truth does not depend on which is seen as first, nor which appears to be in second place. Here it is understood that both occur together, that the thought remains complete. And in this understanding is the base on which all opposites are reconciled because they are perceived from the same frame of reference which unifies this thought.
One thought, completely unified, will serve to unify all thought. This is the same as saying one correction will suffice for all correction, or that to forgive one brother wholly is enough to bring salvation to all minds. For these are but some special cases of one law, which holds for every kind of learning, if it be directed by the one who knows the truth.
To learn that giving and receiving are the same has special usefulness, because it can be tried so easily and seen as true. And when this special case has proved it always works in every circumstance where it is tried, the thought behind it can be generalized to other areas of doubt and double vision. And from there it will extend and finally arrive at the one thought which underlies them all.
Today we practice with the special case of giving and receiving. We will use this simple lesson in the obvious because it has results we cannot miss. To give is to receive. Today, we will attempt to offer peace to everyone and see how quickly peace returns to us. Light is tranquility, and in that peace is vision given us, and we can see.
So we begin the practice periods with the instruction for today and say, to give and to receive are one in truth. I will receive what I am giving now.
Then close your eyes and for 5 minutes, think of what you would hold out to everyone to have it yours. You might, for instance, say, to everyone I offer quietness. To everyone I offer peace of mind. To everyone I offer gentleness.
Say each one slowly and then pause a while. Expecting to receive the gift you gave, and it will come to you in the amount in which you gave it. You will find you have exact return, for this is what you asked. It might be helpful, too, to think of one to whom to give your gifts. He represents the others and through him you give to all.
Our very simple lesson for today will teach you much. Effect and cause will be far better understood from this time on, and we will make much faster progress now. Think of the exercises for today as quick advances in your learning, made still faster and more sure each time you say, to give and to receive are one in truth.
To give and to receive are one in truth. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath here. If there is just one child of God, and when we start to see that and begin to understand that that is the truth, then whatever we are doing with, for, and or against a brother or sister is being done with and for or against ourselves. I mean, that's the bottom line. To give and receive is one is because we're only receiving and giving as one. It's the unification of mind that ultimately brings us all the way back around to understanding the truth that is true always, that we are one with God and God is one with us. We are one, therefore, with our brothers and sisters. It is only in the perception of separation that God is knowing God, so to speak. And this is the cornerstone of relationship and why relationship is so important, because it's the giving and receiving in relationship is how we know ourselves and how we express and receive love. We're really giving love to ourselves when we give love to our brothers and sisters, and we're receiving love as we give love because we are one with the other. There is no other in truth. There's only us, only the one self. Mm. And I think ultimately we can begin to feel that and sense that in our intimate relationships first and foremost. And then, of course, we begin to generalize that and through the recognition of that unified mind, that the giving and receiving of energy, of vibration, of thought itself, which is love, is the thought of God, is given and received, you know, simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So this is a big step in cause and effect. It's a big step in recognizing, you know, our part and our role in salvation. We are our own salvation. Mm-hmm. Because when we allow ourselves to receive, we are automatically giving just by the act of receiving.
Right, right. Yeah, it's really a fun lesson to practice because you can practice it anywhere. And I remember when I was traveling a lot for my job weekly and I was in airports a lot, and airports can be uncomfortable and stressful. And when you do it a lot, though, you really become the observer of other people and what they're going through who maybe don't travel so much or not used to the logistics and the way things work in an airport. And I remember I would, you know, sit there and practice this lesson, and it was so much fun. I think one of the things that when I practice it, I tend to do it rapid fire, and he's clearly asking us to pause so that you actually feel the return. And I think that's just an important, you know, point for me to remember, is that because I can just like rapid fire, I offer you this, you know, and just kind of give that. But part of this is also pausing to feel the reception of it, because that's what this is teaching us, which is then generalizable. you know, to other of the axioms that we've taught, you know, to forgive one brother is to actually save all and to forgive all. You know, this is really, we're applying it to giving and receiving. And I love how he says, because that's something that we can really relate to. I remember a while back, what kind of bubbled up as we were reading today is that, you know, I don't know, a decade or so ago, a long time ago, I remember there was, you know, this concept or this idea that circulated around me, you know, oh, he or she is a giver and he or she then is a taker, or they're just a taker. And, you know, we can be really petty with this concept of giving gifts and gift, you know, who's a giver and who's a receiver. Well, the truth is we're all givers and we're all receivers and each is necessary. And as you said, we are one. And finally, I just want to say that this lesson to me is true thought. Mm-hmm. Really talking about the true thought back of these intermediary thoughts that lead us to the original thought, the true thought that is back of everything. And so as I read this, I see our ministry, I see true thought.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you know, when you think of in terms of your, you know, in your conversation, you, when somebody is a taker, what they're really giving is lack. Uh-huh. Right. And so what we experience what we give. We think we're giving by hoarding or holding or grasping or clinging, but what we're really teaching and sharing and messaging is lack. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an upside down world.
So we can extend and give lack as well as we can extend and give abundance and prosperity and offer that, you know, in our consciousness exactly. to everyone.
Just like we do with fear.
Right, right.
You know, we can extend fear by being afraid for other people, you know, or being afraid for ourselves and so seeing this, a future in fear. You know?
So this is like a positive projection.
It is.
A true projection.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I did have a question about that if you're reading it, and I know it's not obvious to hear it, you know, to just hear us read it, but they have the W in the, it almost seems like he capitalizes the W when who's, they're referring to the thought.
One thought, whose truth? So that's referring to a thought of God, right? Mm-hmm. The thought of love, the thought of God, which is oneness.
And then later it says, and from there it will extend and finally arrive at the one thought which, so the W in the which is also capitalized, which underlies them all. So again, that's the thought of God.
Yes, and we can also see that that is a unified thought with the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Because the Holy Spirit is the voice of God. In A Course in Miracles, he's teaching us that that is our true identity, our, you know, our true divinity, and that thought is a thought of God. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why it's capitalized.
So the thought of God and offering and giving and receiving the thought of God is actually light, and then that light leads to vision.
It's the knowing, and it's and we're back in union and relationship. Mm-hmm. To be knowing of those thoughts, mm-hmm. you know, we're back in a relationship. To give and to receive are one in truth, capital T truth, really, mm-hmm. you know. But these are thoughts of love, real thoughts, which are thoughts of creation, the will of God, the creation of God, right?
So let's just end by practicing it. So. I offer everyone peace today.
I offer everyone love today.
I offer everyone a sense of safety today.
To everyone, I offer gentleness today. Mm.
To everyone, I offer happiness today.
To everyone, I offer quietness.
To everyone, I offer abundance and prosperity and health and wholeness. See, I'm rapid firing.
You are.
But let's just feel that.
But let's say let's say to everyone, we offer the awareness that those things are already given.
Yes.
Because they really are.
Yes.
Yeah. And that, yeah, rapid fire. I love it.
That's a good kind of rapid fire.
That is. To give and to receive are one in truth. Mm.
So it is.
And so it is. Thank you, Mighty Companion.
Stay the course.
Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send